This morning, I'd like to just thinking about tithing. I've been thinking about that recently. So I'd like to just think a little bit about that this morning. It's it's a principle that's laid out in the Old Testament, tithing, and that's 10%. We often think of 10%, and that's the way it was given in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 16:17 says, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee." Malachi 3:8 says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Improve me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." So, you know, I think we can't outgive God. When we give, he meets the need. When we're blessed. And finally, whose are the funds you have? Are they mine? After I give the 10%, is the rest mine to do with what I want? I think we'd all say no, it's not. So, how do we? Whose is it? Is it ours, or are we there with open hands reaching out? 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6 says, "But this I say: He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." So there again, he says, that's New Testament. He says, "He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly." So I think it's important as parents that we, and I don't think I'm not giving this as an example having attained, but it's important that we relate to our children that it's important to give. And I know my parents said that to me. It's important when you receive wages, when they start working or receive money, that a percentage of that goes out. It goes somewhere. You know, there's lots of places to give. Churches offering is one place. There's many other places to give, to reach out. Somebody has a need. I mean, that's I think as a youth, that's wonderful to when they see a need, they reach out and they give. It's a blessing. And I believe 10%, the Old Testament number, is a minimum. And we're called to different places in our giving. You know, to the person that lives on a slim budget in today's world, and that number can range from depending where you're from and so on, but let's just say a family man that's making $40,000 to $50,000 a year, 10% may be all that's feasible. It may be all that he can give. So does that mean the person that's making two or three or more times than that 10%, you know, he's giving a lot more because he's making more? Does that meet the requirement? You know, maybe or maybe not. You know, I have to think of that story about the widow that came through that piece of change in there. And Jesus, knowing people's hearts, you know, he looked at him, he said, "She gave more than all of you did." Well, how can that be? She gave one little, I forget how much it was, but a few cents. And she gave more than these ones that were rolling their change in, rolling their silver and their whatever in gold. And Jesus said she gave all. She gave everything she had. So the person that has more is more responsible and may be called to give much more than the 10%. So I'd just like to say, I think it's important to start giving as young people. If you're earning wages, start that habit. Make it a habit and at least give that amount to wherever it is, whether it's in the offering, or whether it's there's other places that you feel the Lord calls you to give. But start making it a habit to give at least 10%. Look for opportunities. You know, there's opportunities locally. There's opportunities around the world. It's easy to help in places. You know, CAM makes it very easy for that, and there's other places like that. So just an encouragement and for all of us, and to look at, you know, are we, how does our giving line up? Are we robbing, or are we giving? And you know, there is a blessing there for all. So let's bow our heads for prayer.